Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Ron Crawford.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
1825 West 107th Place, Chicago, Illinois, 60643.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a Wi-Fi booster for shipping charges of $745, and you're saying that you never signed it for this online?
No, we did not.
All right, have you received a Wi-Fi booster?
Have you received a Wi-Fi booster? No. No, so, ma'am, this is under my husband's.
I was just about to ask you, I see it was under Ron.
Yeah, it's under my husband. Yes, under his work email, so, yeah.
Okay, and he's saying that he's never signed up for a Wi-Fi booster.
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. So has he contacted his cardholder? Did you just call us when you saw the charges?
Yes, he's actually on the line now talking to our banking.
All right, so what is he calling them for? Is he filing something with them, or what
yeah,
is he
calling? He's calling them for fraud because we never signed up for it. So he's speaking with the fraud department.
All right, well, if he's going to speak with them, if he's going to file that, we're going to file it. So if he wants to file it with us, he can, but he can't file with both. So if he's going to file with them, then he'll need to have them give us a call. But if he wants to get off with them and let them know he spoke with the merchant and we're going to file it, he can file it with us. So it's up to him which one he wants to do.
Okay, so what about the monies that has been taken out? Does the bank control that or what? Because we didn't sign up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he has to not file it with them. So you have to let him know that. I mean, he can tell them about it, but he can't file anything with them if he wants us to file it and refund it for him.
She's saying now you can't file with the bank if you want the refund for them.
Yeah, so if he wants to cancel what he's doing with them and file it with us, then we'll...
She said, can you cancel and talk to her so she can give us back the money?
Yeah, because usually they're going to tell you to contact the merchant first anyway before they file anything, so.
Hold on 1 second, man. He's going to get off now so he can get on phone with you.
Okay, that's fine.
Here you go, ma'am. Hold on, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Right, so basically you didn't file anything with them, correct?
No, I didn't. I just canceled. I was in the process of, but then my wife said you wanted to talk, so I have you guys here now, and I put that on hold until I resolve this.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll go ahead and file the fraud for you. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
That's fine, because I don't recall making the order, right?
Give me 1 second.
And you see, you're saying this is a repeated charge?
Yeah, it's the first Wi-Fi booster. Yeah, it's repeatedly every month. Yes.
This is the first time I've seen this on our account. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I gotta go back and look. Can you see any other transactions on our account with this amount?
Yeah, I can see whatever's been charged. Yeah, for
Okay.
Yeah, we just refund everything that has been charged due to fraud. Give me 1 second. I'm almost done. I don't know why it's going slow here.
Riley just texted us. Something. She didn't hit me.
All right, so just give just check your account. Give it your Visa card. Yeah, give it about 3 to 5 business days and check your Visa card. For some reason, if just say you don't see the charges pending, then just contact Visa. If they're saying like, no, we don't see it pending, then you need to keep our phone number and call us back.
Is there any more charges? I got your number. My wife has your number locked in her phone now.
No, there won't be. If everything gets canceled, also no, you will not get any other charges. You just need to wait on the refund.
Okay, so I guess my one debit of $49, or were there multiple debits? This is the first we saw.
It was 3. It started back in November, so you have 3 charges of $49.97. They bill you every month.
Yeah, we need to cancel that.
Yeah, everything is canceled and refunded. You'll just, like I told you, just give it 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so it will be refunded.
Correct.
All 3. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right, now do I need a confirmation number here? Or
if you want to write down, I can give it to you. We usually send it to the email that's on file, but you can write it down if you want to.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. It's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It's 258.
Okay.
794.
Okay.
830.
830. C 258-794-830.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just got something. 258-794-830. Okay. Got it.
All right. Well, that's all you need.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.